Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
We're reporting today that the exodus of people moving to Arizona and to the Valley in particular is only going to intensify in the next few years. Good news? In some ways, yes, but in other ways, it's a warning. Back in the 1970s and 80s, many civic leaders just hated the idea that Phoenix could become another Los Angeles. And when the subject turned to transportation, some thought the solution was, don't build freeways and then people will stop moving here. Well, they were wrong. And thankfully, the politicians at that time came up with a 35-year plan to expand the Valley's freeway network with the loop system that we use quite often today. Even now, the freeways are getting overcrowded. Drive on I-10 downtown on Saturdays. Brake lights are pretty common. It would make you think it's a weekday. It's time, right now, for a discussion to begin, if it hasn't started already, about what the next chapter of freeway expansion is going to look like. And like the plan in 1985, the discussion needs to take place at the state capitol, because growth and its impact on the economy is felt at the state level. If we don't respond to the growth that's coming, the companies that are here are likely to leave. Why didn't Governor Ducey bring this up in the State of the State message? Well, there are other things going on that may have been a bigger priority, but transportation is certainly a concern. Like it or not, we are becoming Los Angeles, which may mean somewhere down the road we get 2 basketball teams, 2 football teams, 2 baseball teams, and 2 hockey teams. Probably not. But, in fact, a lot of people are moving here, and they're coming here from Los Angeles. And wait and see is not the approach. And just adding a few more bike paths downtown and a few more miles to light rail isn't going to solve the problem. More people and their cars are coming to the Valley. State leaders, are we ready?